you would bring your wheelchair up here and then scoot over onto the top bench.
On a cool, overcast Thursday afternoon, Tracy Beckman is showing Rhinelander's Linnea Newman how to operate a new lakefront device.
Then you just pull out the transfer bench.
It's an accessible kayak launch at Townline Lake Park, designed to allow people with mobility problems to get into and launch their boats.
And then you just slowly go into the water. It's really cool.
I can kayak!
That last voice was Newman's, awash in excitement. Newman has trouble walking and gets around using a cane.
And so it's like, you know, I look at my kayak every day. Are my kayaking days over? And I can see today that they're not, because this I can do.
Minutes before, members of the Friends of Townline Lake Park had cut the ribbon on the new combination fishing pier and kayak launch, all accessible to people with disabilities.
The first of its kind in Oneida County.
Beckman is the secretary of the Friends group.
Especially kayaking this lake is amazing. So if you're somebody who has, you know, limited abilities, can come here with their kayak and kayak this lake.
But the possibility of adding an improvement like this was no sure thing just a few years ago. In fact, the very existence of Townline Lake Park, as it had always been, was in jeopardy. David Walters grew up fishing in the lake and playing on the playground there. By the 2010s, though, the lack of maintenance was impossible to miss.
This was absolutely covered in pine needles. I don't even remember if you could actually see the parking lot itself. It was so covered. And then as you looked over here, you'll see these pine saplings sprouting out. It was covered in saplings that were 7, 8 years old. So you're talking 6, 7 feet tall, almost to the point you couldn't see through it. It was so overgrown. It was really sad because...
Then, in 2020, Walters got wind of an Oneida County plan to sell a part of the park, perhaps for residential development on the lakefront. Walters was appalled. He took his reaction to his favorite medium.
I think I've always had a penchant for, you know, complaining about things, on Facebook.
As it turned out, Walters was far from alone. Plenty of people had fond memories of the park and were unwilling to see it sold without a fight.
Once I just kind of raised the alarm on Facebook, the amount of people that reached out to us, again, offering their equipment, offering, money, offering whatever they could to help, it was overwhelming in a lot of ways.
They formed the Friends of Townline Lake Park. Walters is now its president. Printed yard signs and showed up at county meetings. The county backed down. Park wouldn't be sold.
In this case, it, you know, very much could have been something entirely different than what it is today. So I think you give people the opportunity to preserve this type of stuff, and a lot of times they're going to jump.
Along the way, the Friends group flipped a switch. The park had been saved from sale. Now it was time to make it worthy of a place for the community again. Volunteers cleaned pine needles, pulled saplings, and improved trails. Today, the park even hosts Walter's band, Old Pine Road, for an annual fundraising concert.
Blueberries and honeybees, old desolation can taste so sweet.
The latest chapter in the story of Townline Lake Park is the addition of that accessible kayak launch Tracy Beckman was demonstrating.
Once you're in your kayak, you use the paddle to go in the notches.
But for the passion of Beckman and others, the ending might have been much different.
It's a matter of passion, I think. You have to believe in what you're trying to sell, and if you believe it, when you talk, you sell it.
The sales pitch worked. In a matter of years, in part because of a Facebook post, Townline Lake Park went from expendable to essential in the minds of many.
What started as just a small action is now a tangible, physical place where generations of children and families are going to be able to spend their time and make memories and bring their kids here.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.